Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back. 8 o'clock on the dot right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are we ready to let them cook? It's to let them cook time. If you've got something that you need to say, you need a you got a bold, bold statement out there, we're going to let you cook. Let's go. You want to cook. 713-780-3776. All right, Frank is here. He was in a school zone, so he couldn't talk. That's I like that. That's following the rules.
Yeah, it's rule
so
follow.
Let's let Frank cook lead off. Hey, Dubon. Frank Dubon, lead us off. Let them cook.
I said, let him cook!
All right, guys. I tried to get with you last Wednesday, but I couldn't get through. I got a bold prediction, a little bit of a background. Remember in 05 when Clemens came in just for the second half of the season to pitch in the playoffs? We went to the World Series. Five-man rotation throughout the year. Lance McCullers becomes an announcer for the Astros since he's on contract. We bring him back towards the end of August. He pitches only through the playoffs because the guy can't stay healthy a whole season. That's what I see, Coleman.
So
Lance,
announcer slash pitcher.
Play it again.
Let him cook now.
Okay.
Lance. No, that's a hot take.
Lance McCullers becomes an announcer.
Rest and only... him as an announcer, but bring him back late when it's time.
RJ said no. That ain't a hot take.
Lance. When he becomes Money McCullers.
Okay. Goes Money
and let him become Money McCullers at the end of the year. He said, rest him in the booth. Frank was cooking. Frank cooked there.
Well, you know what?
Don't say he didn't cook because he did.
He was cooking a little bit. He was cooking with gas. Okay. Matt, let's let him cook.
I said, let him cook!
Rockies' big three next year. James Harden comes back. Jaylen Brown comes. And we got Wimby.
I said, let him cook!
James Harden and Jaylen Brown?
I mean, that's what Rocket fans are doing. What Rocket fans are doing is this is what I've seen Rocket fans do. Starting at point guard is James. Jaylen and Jaylen hold it down on the wings. Then you've got Şengün and Wimby. I've seen that.
Okay.
Rockets
you know
fans.
What I saw today? Cam Johnson.
I like Cam Johnson. Okay,
Cam Johnson.
Yeah, he's got
nice.
Some experience too in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's not bad. And he's not going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Cam Johnson will be about a $22-23 million guy a year. And they got plenty to
spend.
Is
it that much?
Yeah, it's going to be that much.
I don't know if you heard,
NBA players make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, and I guess it's all relative to the cap anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, underrated mess. Let's let him cook.
I said, let him cook.
John Granato is such an advertising hoe, he doesn't even like Coors Light.
I said, let him cook!
No, that's the dumbest thing ever. You think I didn't like some Coors Lights yesterday while I was playing golf? You would be wrong about that underrated mess. Ask anybody. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard, okay? That's not letting him cook. That's let that man lie. Let that man lie. I'm wearing a Coors Light shirt today.
That's not let him lie.
I'm wearing a Coors Light shirt today, underrated mess. I'm an enthusiast, okay? Don't spread lies like that.
Yeah, don't lie like
that. No, that's stupid. Keith, let's let this man cook.
I said let him cook!
The Miami Heat will blow a 3-1 series lead, and the Milwaukee Bucks will win in 7 games.
Mm. I said
let him cook!
That's cooking now. Maybe
they're the favorites. They were a big favorite coming in.
Maybe Giannis gets a little, he gets a little healthier and everything. Maybe so. You can get some odds on it. You can get some odds on it to come back from down 3-1.
Yep.
I mean, they lost that game the other day. That was the heartbreaker when you just had the avalanche of Jimmy Butler all over you. But keep us cooking. That's yep. fine. That's how this game is played. 713-780-3776. Let's get Julian. Sometimes his cooking involves Uber stories.
Okay,
Julian. I said let him cook!
Morning, gentlemen. Appreciate you having me on. I think that Will Anderson will not have as good a season as both Miles and Wilson.
I said let him cook!
That's who?
He will not have a good season, Will Anderson?
Not have as good a season as who? And it's Tyree Wilson?
And somebody in Tyree Wilson.
They said Miles, somebody, but...
I don't know.
That's cooking. That's cooking. Okay. I mean, to say Will Anderson will not have as big a season. If I'm going to cook, I'm going to say the Houston Texans have 0% chance of drafting Will Levis at any point in the draft, and Will Levis absolutely will not be the first pick of the draft. All of this is a big ruse. Put away your Will Levis stuff. He doesn't even go until later in the draft.
How about
I said let him
by later in the draft, I mean outside the top three.
I'm going to cook right now. I'm going to cook right now. Ready?
I said let him cook!
Deion Sanders and the University of Colorado is actually going to be the first university to get in trouble for stealing another player off of a football team.
Ooh.
Alton McCaskill. They are actually going to somehow, some way, the NCAA is going to come down, and they're going to come down hard on Deion Sanders.
Did he steal him?
For stealing Alton McCaskill
Did
from
Alton
the university.
Leave?
He's leaving. Yes. He's leaving.
Is that out?
And he's going to Colorado.
Is yes. that out?
It's out. It's out.
Well, you better start stealing some players because 31 have left the portal.
Yeah.
15 just left.
Yeah.
Alton McCaskill's leaving.
Alton McCaskill's
leaving. Prime?
To go to Colorado. To go see Prime. To man. Go to Prime.
And I said they need him cook!
And they need to come down hard on him. They need this has got to stop. Poaching players off of teams has got to stop.
What are they going to do?
The NCAA has been so
you gotta have
toothless. It needs to make an example, and Prime needs to be the example.
You're going to have proof. You're going to have to start subpoena. You're going to subpoena phone records.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see if anyone contacted the kid in advance.
That's right. And they should. They need to do something about this. It's ridiculous right now.
It's a big
ridiculous.
Problem.
It's ridiculous how these players are getting poached.
NIL. Barry Alexander going to USC.
Apparently he's
who getting... leaves Georgia to go to USC?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you why. Do, re, mi.
Yep.
USC.
Apparently Alton's getting a couple hundred thousand. Couple hundred thousand to go move to Colorado. Congratulations. Nice job, Prime. Cheating.
I'd take it.
Let's get Yanez in here. Is this Yanez, the weather girl?
I doubt it.
Oh.
But if she wants to cook, I'll let her cook.
Oh, she can cook.
If she wants to cook, I'll let her cook.
Yanez.
I said let I don't think him so. Cook!
Morning, gentlemen.
No, it's not.
If Astros can't get it done.
No big deal. Bob she's not a weather girl, so whatever.
The Las Vegas A's of Oakland.
Say it again, Yanez. Giannis left. Something about the Las Vegas A's. How about the Las Vegas A's? How good is the name is that? They've already got there's already an Aces, right? There's some team.
Las Vegas A's is good because it stands for Aces anyway.
Yeah, right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Las Vegas A's is actually a nice name for them.
Oakland, you're losing all of your teams.
Yeah. And they're,
I mean, you can act like Golden State, your team is
all going to Vegas because you suck, Oakland, because you don't support your teams. Mike, let's let Mike cook.
I said let him cook!
Michael Brinkman, if you come back and Corey Jolks takes his spot, also Mauricio Dubon steals Cal McNair's wife.
Whoa.
Let him cook now!
Now, see, again, with the stealing of wives, there's no prima nocta.
I know, we're not doing this again, but you can only do it if you sweep.
Well, you don't, what?
No. We'll let the prima nocta happen.
Cal
if you...
McNair's wife. What is
no,
that
no, doing? No, no. We're not doing that.
What's wrong with
no,
you?
No, no, no. We're not doing that. Not with Hannah. Absolutely not.
What's wrong with people?
Absolutely not.
Are you people?
I consider Hannah royalty, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel like she's the one that got this thing. Of course, this is just totally a guess. I feel like she's the one that got this thing a little bit more sane.
Yeah. No, no, no. It seems like it's a lot more stable than it was.
It feels like it's not a destabilized country as much anymore.
Right, right.
Like our infrastructure, we have put down the coup attempt finally.
Right.
We've overthrown the dictatorship of Easter being O'Brien, and we put down that coup and the dictatorship.
It was the Gaza Strip for a while.
Oh, it was a bloody coup.
Well, no question.
When they made their run and took over power, it was a bloody coup.
It's a demilitarized zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It is. It was a destabilized region, still is in some regards, but we have a military presence there. We are starting to cool things down a little bit, and we're hoping to rebuild the infrastructure with the draft tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-37. Oh, no, wait.
Dominican Luke said he wants his.
Oh, well, it's now you're all here, but we got Jeff Maggart on the other side. Congratulations now. You're all calling. I mean, it's a full. We got a full board. Sorry. You guys are cooking a little late. You got to start the microwave earlier, okay? Jeff Maggart joins us on the other side right here. ESPN is your home for the best draft coverage in the city. The Wheelhouse is going to be in Kansas City. Hopefully we'll have the Texans number 2 pick on the air with an interview after he is selected. Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage is where I'll be, along with Jeremy Branham, Paul Gallant, Patrick Creighton. We want you there. Our draft show is going to originate from there. Don't forget, hey, they've got Valencia's. It's giving away all kinds of $50 gift cards for you. We got a 75-inch television we're giving away, courtesy of Audio Visual Consultation. Our entire draft coverage is presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. All right. We got Jeff Bagger joining us on the other side, talking a little golf with the Aggie. Right now I'm talking about HR. Speaking of Aggies, how about Chris? How about they're sponsoring our Aggies here? Chris Fisher, a good Ag, okay? And he's running the show for Mike Holly over there, along with Chad, along with Mike. Hey, what about Mike? Okay, MFM. That's what I'm talking about, MFM over there. He was a little upset with me the other day because I haven't mentioned him to him. I mentioned Robler, and he doesn't do anything. But here's the deal. You got all kinds of great people over at HR&P, and they're going to be coming to your place and doing and helping your business grow, helping you through these payroll issues that you're having. And if your business is growing and you can't handle, you're hiring more and more people to take care of your payroll, why? When you could do it so much more efficiently at HR&P. Your payroll, your HR, you don't want to handle this. Your taxes, all of these things. HR&P is the place to go. We went. And we love it. You will love it, too. They are unbelievably good at what they do. The technology is second to none, and they're going to help your business grow. HRP.net. You need the payroll taken care of. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here. You just heard Jim Nantz talking about the disparity. Let's talk about it with a good egg. As a matter of fact, when I said that Jeff Maggart was going to be on the show, Lance, first thing he said, good egg. We're talking Aggies.
I don't know if there's bad Aggies, but he's a
there's
good
no
egg.
Such thing as bad Aggies. Good egg. Jeff Maggart joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as we head to the Woodlands Tournament course for the Insperity this weekend. Jeff, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
We appreciate you being with us here. Let's start with the Aggies. What did you think of Sam Bennett at the Masters this year? How about that?
Oh, he was very impressive. Actually, me and my son went over to watch Friday's round, and he looked just amazing. What a great player!
How about that? Making the cut and playing and actually competing for a while, it caught up with him in the final rounds. But he did a hell of a job. What a great job the Aggies producing yet another great golfer. How about you? How's your game as we head into the Insperity?
My game's on the rise, which is always a good thing. Been playing a little bit more consistent. Obviously, played a lot of golf here at the tournament course in the Woodlands over the years, so have a lot of confidence here and looking forward to a great week.
Finished, your best finish there was losing in a playoff to Mark Brooks. Why do I remember somebody falling in a bunker in that? What did that happen? You don't. Maybe not. But that was... Okay, what do you remember about that 96 where you and Mark Brooks came to the playoff?
Well, he made a couple of nice long putts at the end there that kind of put him over the top, and usually that's what it takes. But, you know, I've had a lot of great success at that tournament course. Won a couple Texas State Opens there before I got onto the tour, and obviously played it a lot in high school growing up, and I don't know how many Shell Houston Opens were played there, but just had a great time and have a lot of confidence playing that golf course.
Yeah, good, a very good tournament course, absolutely. How is the Champions? I was watching Charlie Wee and Mark Hensby go, what was it, four playoff rounds this past weekend. How's life out there on the Champions Tour?
Well, life passes you by pretty quick on this tour. These young guys are, I call them young guys, the guys that are 50 just now coming out onto the tour. They're very competitive. They're tough to beat. And, you know, that's kind of one of the nice things about the Champions Tour. You always get an influx of a few new guys, great players that had great careers on the regular tour. And these guys come in and they play well right away.
Absolutely. And Dave, we just had David Duval on yesterday. He's one of the young guys, right? 51 years old. That's one of the young guys out there.
He's still pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you this, you got a beautiful swing, but I've never seen a more repeatable swing. When you try to have consistency in your golf game, I've never seen a more repeatable swing than yours, Jeff Maggard. It's unbelievable. It's your finish every single time. I mean, it's, I don't know. Is it still the same for you? It's so unbelievable the way that you – it's every single club, it seems like you're just – it's the same swing.
Yeah, my ball striking's been very well. The only thing, things just don't move as fast as they did when I was 40 years old. So it's a little bit frustrating. I play with my son now, who's 18 years old, and he drives it like 30 yards past me. So it's an adjustment, but everything's good.
Is he going to be a player?
He's actually going to play at Texas A&M this fall. He's got a scholarship offer to play golf there, and he's a great young player, and I expect great things of him.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Got to be proud, Papa, and going to Texas A&M. All of that. That is neat stuff. Is he got the same swing as yours or different?
Well, he definitely moves a little quicker, but he's got a great swing. His mechanics are great, and just has a very consistent game. Got a great attitude, and I think he's going to do great.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, awesome. So the Insperity this weekend, all free. You get in absolutely free. So let's go get out there to the Woodlands Tournament course this weekend and watch Jeff Maggard and the rest of the guys. Great stuff, Jeff. Man, we really appreciate it. I'm going to be out there on Friday. As a matter of fact, we're going to be broadcasting live from there. So we're going to obviously a lot of draft talk, but also we will be out there for the Insperity as well. Good stuff, man. Welcome back home, and we appreciate you having you here.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, Jeff Maggard right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the Insperity this weekend at the tournament course, the Woodlands. We'll be broadcasting live out there, but we're going to be talking. You're going to be back because you're not going to be here tomorrow.
No, I won't be here until Monday. Monday show.
No, but you're going to be on the show Friday.
Well, yeah, but not in person.
No, but you're going to be on the show.
You said you're in Insperity that day?
I'll be there. You'll be in L.A.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing the show together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Dell's going to be here for you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Dell's going to be on the show tomorrow.
I got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow. But my mock draft will be turned in. My mock four, my final mock, will be turned in today at 3 o'clock, so they'll have it tomorrow. And it's a tough one. I mean, right now I'm leaning towards Will Anderson just because of injury issues with Tyree Wilson. Will they take a player for 2 years in a row who has a Liz Frank injury?
I don't think you can.
It's tough, man. That's a tough, like, if you believe in him, go ahead. But you got to really, like, after Sauce was so much better than, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. After Sauce was ranked higher by a lot of people, and you went with, you know, was more, let's say Sauce was more productive than Stingley, and now you got Will Anderson, who's been more productive than Tyree Wilson. It could be a tough sell, but I know that Tyree Wilson is talented. He's got upside. He fits D'Amico Ryan's defense. It's just, I think I'm not going CJ Stroud at 2. I'm just telling you, I didn't do it, and I took all those bullets, and I'm still not doing it. I'm definitely not going Will Levis, I can tell you that. And I'm not going to have the Texans trading up for Will Levis. I've heard Will Levis is not going to be a Texan, so I'm out on Will Levis.
So how you just feel fine breaking Jeremy's heart like that?
Yeah, I don't think Richardson. I think he'll be there at 12. I don't think the Texans will draft him at 12. So get ready for people. Now, if
make
they
a
were,
bold prediction.
Okay, bold prediction. I don't necessarily believe this, but it's out there. Bijan Robinson, 12 to Texans.
Now, what now?
Yeah, I don't think I would do it. But if Bijan went 12, the fans would forget about the quarterback thing pretty quickly. Well, not quickly, but it would help the sting.
Wow. But, hey, listen, you can't have enough weapons.
Well, this is my thought. Bijan gets to carry the ball 17 times a game and Damian Pierce 11. And what you're doing is trying to bludgeon people to death while you're waiting for your quarterback. And you're just trying to run the football and win with running game and defense. Think about this. Elijah Mitchell, Deebo Samuel, who runs it,
yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And they had Brock Purdy. And before that, they had Jimmy Garoppolo, who they brought back.
Who can be your Deebo?
It's not on the roster. You don't have a Deebo on the roster. There's some guys in the draft. This is a kid I love named Xavier Scott out of Maine who might be a late-round pick.
Can Bijan play in the slot?
I mean, I wouldn't do. He's a running back. Well, and Damian Pierce isn't
I don't
that.
Know. I just want to get
I mean,
the
you
ball
could,
in his
you could go two. You could go two running backs. And
did they do
split
that with Christian
out,
McCaffrey at all?
And split him out. Well, McCaffrey, legit. Mike, McCaffrey's more like Jahmyr Gibbs, where you can put him out in a slot. I don't know that I would do that with Bijan necessarily. But if you want a guy like that, I'm trying to think of. They're all smaller guys, like Jaleel McLaughlin. I can't really think of a guy in this year's draft that you can really, you know, in the first two or three rounds, not Tank Bigsby. That's just a hot take. That's a hot take because some people think, you know, he's like. Number two, Bijan Robinson is the favorite to go to Philadelphia and then Houston.
Give me a mid-round quarterback that they will take.
Aiden O'Connell, Purdue.
Purdue's eight. How tall is he?
He's a giant. He's like 6'5".
Well, sounds more like them more and more. And he's accurate.
Very accurate.
See?
Very accurate. Not mobile. He is a statue. I'm not a fan of the mustache at all. Like, to me, I have a hard time getting behind that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting behind that person.
Can we get a facial hair policy for the Houston Texans, like the Yankees? Make him take that off.
I would hope they would.
He looks like a giant.
He's also 24. This is a draft where there's a bunch of 24 and 25-year-olds.
Well, because of the
COVID. It's the oldest quarterback draft we've ever seen.
Because of COVID.
Actually, you know what? I say he's a giant. He's only 6'3", but he has such long legs that he looks like he's 6'7".
Really?
He's 6'3", 213, but he's very accurate. Very accurate. This is what I say about him. You're not going to love it. His 21 tape is better than what we saw from him in 22, but there were still flashes last season. He's a pocket passer who can throw with solid accuracy over the first two levels, but struggles with trajectory and rhythm on deep targets. O'Connell has below-average mobility inside and outside the pocket. He needs to keep his progressions on schedule and his throws on time to make up for average arm strength. He had to carry a heavy percentage of the offense on his back at Purdue and could benefit from an offense that allows him to manage games. O'Connell has backup potential and has upside, and his upside is slightly above average. My round projection is 4-5. But he is accurate. Like, so if you want a middle-round guy that if the Texans decide they're going to get cute, and go middle round, he's the kind of guy with the accuracy that would fit, but he's not mobile.
I would not be upset at all if they walk out of here with Will Anderson and whatever
Nolan
at 12.
Smith?
At Nolan Smith, and then at 33 you pick up the center at 104, you get whatever, and then you grab an Aiden O'Connell to come in here because
That might be the play.
And because you know what?
I'd rather have CJ Stroud let the record reflect.
I mean, people are probably going nuts right
so
now.
So there is a little rumor out of New England with their media. There's a very unconfirmed rumor that they have talked to Houston about a trade involving picks and Mac Jones for the number two selection. Seems outlandish to me, but thought I'd see if you've heard anything. Thanks. From a New England media member. I have not heard that. However, I have said all along that I think Trey Lance and Mac Jones are two guys to keep an eye on for the Texans. Just because they're the two veterans that I think would make the most sense and who are potentially available. I don't think Lamar Jackson, I don't think the Texans are throwing a bunch of money at a quarterback again. I don't see that, especially one who's had season-ending injuries the last 2 years. However, Trey Lance and Mac Jones, those are two guys. Mac could easily run this offense, and Trey Lance was drafted for what appears to be this offense. So those are the two guys. If they don't go quarterback at two, then I think those guys are who they should be looking at in a trade. So keep your eye on that for a trade. Some people think a trade could come today. I don't think so. But if there's going to be a trade announced, wouldn't you rather do it when you get the one of the Texans' picks? Like, you know, maybe the Texans. Well, if they go after the number two pick, then you'd have to get the Patriots' 14th pick. You get
if you
Mac
walk
Jones.
Out with Mac Jones, the 12th pick, the 14th pick, the 33rd pick. It's not a bad deal. And then what? You're giving up. You got to get more than Mac Jones and the 14th pick, though.
Well, I mean, you're losing 12 draft slots.
You're losing, and you get Mac Jones.
Yeah, you're losing 12 draft slots, but you get Mac Jones. I think you got to get more too.
You got to get more.
I'd probably realistically, you're getting a third that maybe could bounce to a second if he performs at a certain level.
Next year,
put that in there.
Next year,
this year,
yeah.
So you could get Mac. Hey, look, Mac Jones wouldn't be the worst. Mac Jones had no help in New England. He had a good rookie season, but do I think he's the answer? I don't know, but if you're going to go quarterback, I'd rather see him than Davis Mills.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not.
I guess, too. Don't expect me to get all excited. Like, guys, wait till you hear this one. Before you get all upset about maybe not drafting C.J. Stroud, what about giving away your pick for Mac Jones? I'm not saying that's going to make people excited.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all.
Wow, that's not very exciting. It's just not. But you know what they need in this offense with Bobby Slowick? They need weapons, and they need a guy who's accurate. That's what they need. That's what they need. And so I have a lot of confidence in Bobby Slowick and what he's going to do for this football team.
Why? Just because he comes from San Francisco?
Yeah, because he came from
San Francisco. A lot of people probably used to – I'm not saying it's going to happen, but a lot of people probably used to say that with – I have a lot of faith in Charlie Weiss. He's been with Bill Belichick. I have a lot of faith in Josh McDaniels.
No one's ever said
that. I have a lot of faith in Matt Patricia.
No.
I have a lot of faith in Romeo Crennel. I have a lot of faith.
No one's ever said that. Said no one. Said no one.
Said everyone. I have a lot of faith in Bill O'Brien.
No. See, I had a lot of faith in Tom Brady, okay?
Well, that's what they should have said.
Yeah, I have a lot of faith in Tom Brady, and Tom Brady made all of those guys look really, really good. And then they went elsewhere without Tom Brady and sucked. So that's what I have a lot of faith in, Tom Brady and what he can do. You know who else I have a lot of faith in? Steve and his patios.
Yeah, Steve and Shell. I do too. My outdoor kitchen is done, and it looks amazing. I'm going to post some pictures of it soon. And they just did such a wonderful – I'll post it right now on Twitter. You can follow my Twitter account. If you want to go check it out, just go to @LanceZerline on Twitter. I'm going to post it literally right now. But great job of retrofitting the kitchen into the patio that they built for me back in December of 2016 is when they finished it. And I really was just missing out on that patio. Now I have a grill out there, a smoker that acts as a grill. It's fantastic. But I wanted one that's built in. I wanted a rotisserie, and now I've got a rotisserie. I can also use it as a cooktop for my bacon and eggs and whatever else I want to make out there. I've got warmers. I've got my refrigerator out there with four different shelves. I've got and lots of storage space. This is something that you guys can get something even way more extravagant than that. And that's what Texas Custom Patios are going to do. They use the very best appliances. So when you go with Texas Custom Patios, you are never going to get less than your money's worth. You're in fact going to get more than your money's worth. And what you are buying is a high quality product. Stone, the workmanship, the granite, all of it is top-notch. The appliance is top-notch. They understand if you're going to spend money for your lifestyle, they want to make sure that they give you everything that you're purchasing and even more, because it's going to really add to the quality of your life and maybe more importantly, add to the quality of your home when it comes time to sell. It's my good friends over at TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com. Check out my new kitchen at Lance Zerline on Twitter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We haven't even talked about the NBA playoffs, okay? Apparently now, the Clippers are in some trouble. Blow it up, RJ? Clippers got to blow it up?
They're probably at that point now. I just wonder who you give up. Like, if you have to choose between Paul George or Kawhi, who are you free, like, more?
Dude, what? I mean, is that an impossible keep? Like, who do you keep? Do you think Kawhi is going to all of a sudden play? Do you think Paul George is going to all of a sudden play?
Well,
they always have injuries.
It's so, wow, what do you, I would rather keep Kawhi, but Kawhi apparently just doesn't play when he doesn't want to. Paul George is just always hurt, always injured.
Which is worse.
I think Kawhi just says, I don't know. That's just awful, too.
I mean, this is why I think one of the primary things you're going to have to look at least in the NBA, this has not become a problem. This is why I want to know why the NBA, this is what's fishy to me. We don't see these same injury issues in baseball and football where guys just will miss stretches. Yeah. And that, like,
well,
you don't
we did
really...
with Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah, we did see with Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
That's true. But in general, and we did, you know, there was questions about Lamar Jackson, although there was also contract stuff at hand, though. But, you know, this is like the NBA has the most timeout ever by a wide margin this year. Like the most injuries, quote unquote. It's just too fishy. When the other sports, if people are getting injured at an inordinate pace now, then it should translate into other sports too. Why in basketball are guys hurt substantially more and for much longer periods of time? It just, or why are more players sitting out? It doesn't make sense. If I'm going to build a team now, and especially if I'm going to take players off other teams, the number one thing I have to look for is availability.
Yeah.
Like the Kawhi, this is a great example. The Clippers on paper, you look like you have a great team. But when you have two of your two best players we saw this with Yao and Tracy, and that was just back with two injury-prone players. You can hope it. You can say on paper all you want, but if your two best players are frequently hurt, it's really irrelevant. You're always going to chase fool's gold.
Did you see Trae Young's shot last night?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. How about that coming? How much did that help the 76ers?
A lot.
Delaying that start of that series.
Oh, for Embiid? That's
huge.
Oh,
my gosh. It's huge. Huge.
I think that, you know, number, well, just real quick, I think it's kind of cool that Russell Westbrook, you know, he goes there and he's viewed positively, actually, at the end of the season for what he did with the Clippers. But I think the Clippers are just the next team to, well, they're already there, I think. It's somebody else on the come up. Hopefully it's the Rockets. But I don't know what the Clippers can do. You're going to have to make some really tough decisions.
Well, you can't going with Russell Westbrook.
You can't go Russell Westbrook and two injury prone guys. No. That's just.
Well, Steve Ballmer's going to have to do something. He's opening up a new arena in a year. Like,
I know.
You can't come in and say, like, oh, yeah, we're opening up a new arena and we're completely rebuilding here in Inglewood.
No. He might have to stick with this. He might have to stick with this and just hope that one day those guys. It's got to be so, especially for a guy who's as enthusiastic and is into his team as Ballmer is, to watch those guys just sit around all the time. I mean, he spent the money. He's done what it takes. He's just gotten that. That's the problem. Okay, Caserio, learn. Don't take another injury prone guy. Go get Will Anderson. You can't have another Stingley here. You can't get Tyree Wilson. You can't. You just can't do it. The injury-prone guys are they're going to kill you. Destroy a GM.
We'll see what their board looks like. We'll see what D'Amico wants. We'll see who they think is the best fit for that defense. But, I mean, I'm trying to get this. I think Tyree has a very real chance going one, but I'm trying to get Mach 4 right, and I try to think like teams. And what you're saying, after a phone call I had with another team that said, you know, the Wilson thing's going to be interesting because now if the Texans see his foot is fine, that's fine. And Dr. James Andrews has cleared Tyree Wilson. But if you say, okay, more than one injury, he's missed time in the last two seasons, he didn't finish the last two seasons, we just got done with the Stingley thing, you know, and Sauce, who was more productive, went after him and won Rookie of the Year. Like, can you imagine Nick Caserio making a pick where 2 years in a row the Rookie of the Year was a more productive player at the same position and went after the Texans' pick? Now, if this is D'Amico's pick, which I believe D'Amico will have final say, if D'Amico really wants a player, I think they'll give it to him. But does D'Amico want his first pick to be a guy who they're not 100% sure on? They may just choose to, if they view Tyree Wilson better or with a better upside, which I think they might, they may just say, let's just hit the double and not take a chance after. Maybe it would be different if last year didn't happen. But last year did happen.
It happened. There's nothing. What?
So I may go the safe route.
It didn't happen?
In Mach 3, I said no, CJ. This choice is between Tyree Wilson and CJ Stroud. Tyree Wilson and Will Anderson. That's what I said in Mach 3, and I still believe that now. I don't think it's Stroud. I absolutely don't believe. I think it's Stroud before it's Levis. I think it's Stroud before it's Levis. If the Texans draft a quarterback, I think it would be Stroud or Hendon Hooker, but I don't see Hooker at 12. I think they could take Hooker, and they're picking a second round. I think there's a chance that somebody trades into the back half of the first for Hendon Hooker just to burn off this year as a so they keep 4 years, potentially 4 years on the first contract. So, but I don't see Levis. If Young somehow isn't the pick at one, the Texans will rush up the card, and Young will be the pick at two. So I'm trying to lay out. I think there's 100% that it would be Young if he's there. I think it's 30% it would be Stroud if he's there. I think it's 0%. I was told to say 0% Will Levis. And I don't have Richardson, I'll give him a 10% if he's at 12. And then, or I'll give him a 5% if he's at 12. No, let's go 10% if he's at 12. And then Hendon Hooker, I'll give him I'll go 15% that they trade back into the late half of the first or sit early in the second and take Hendon Hooker. Maybe a 15% chance.
All right. 8:43, we'll take your calls on the other side. What do you want to talk about? 713-780-3776. First, though, let's talk about John Daspit.
Well, I mean, John Daspit is the guy who has been fighting for, if you've got, there's so many different injury types. I went through the entire list yesterday. There's injury, there's work injury, there's offshore injury, there's maritime injury, there is roadway injuries. There's so many different types of injuries. And he represents so many different people who have been injured. And one of the things that John Daspit does is he fights for people who have been injured through no fault of their own, because you need someone on your side, because the other side, the insurance agency, is going to have lawyers who will try to really take advantage of you with the offers that they get. He gets you the best settlements possible because he understands the pain and suffering that you've gone through was not your fault. But not only that, you've got to have compensation for any hospital bills, any physical therapy that you're going to have now or in the future, and any time that you missed at work. That needs to be accounted for. And a lot of times when they make a settlement offer, they're not accounting for any of that. They're just throwing a round number out there, and they're saying, okay, here's your number. And they haven't even accounted for all the things in your life that it may have an impact on. So make sure that you go with John Daspit. You can call 713-CALL-NOW. That's his new number. 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW for you or anyone who's been hurt in an accident, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly, wrist on your gun. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them
be sorry. They all get bodied.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here, 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Should we reset the oven?
You want to reset the oven?
Let people cook.
Do you want to let people cook again?
I want to give them a chance in the 8 o'clock hour to cook because all these people wanted to
cook.
They
wanted to cook.
They wanted to cook. Okay, I want you to do two things. I want you to give me back-to-back your hot I want you to cook with your Davis Mills cooking.
Okay.
And then what was your one and then your one from today?
My one from today.
I want you to double cook. I want you to double cook. If you guys want to cook, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. Let them cook is what we're doing. RJ, let's have let them cook ready. John, I want you to reset your cook that you had on Monday because I think that will be, I think that's appropriate today, the day before the draft, right. The day before one of the holiest days of the football holidays, the NFL draft. This is Good Wednesday. I want you to give people an idea of how you cooked on Monday.
Well, here's how I cooked on Monday. Davis Mills, okay, are you going to let me cook?
Yeah.
I said let him cook!
Davis Mills will be the starter this year for your Houston Texans and have an unbelievable campaign where he throws 35 touchdown passes.
I said let him cook!
That is cooking. And you think he's quarterback of the future?
He is the Texans quarterback of the futuro.
In your cooking, that's how you see it.
That's how I say it.
Yeah.
That's how I cooked right now.
Yeah. That's a hot cook. I wonder if I should come with a cook I don't believe in.
And today's cook was...
I said let just come him with, just cook!
Let him cook now. Because this one's not as good a cook.
The NCAA will make an example of Prime as the first example of cheating with NIL money and poaching players from another roster like he did with Alton McCaskill here at the University of Houston.
That's hot.
I said let him cook!
That sucks that Alton McCaskill's
It's blatant lame. And it is unacceptable to be stealing players from other rosters. It's unacceptable behavior. And it has to stop. And it starts with Prime. Bring it down on them. Bring the hammer down on them.
All right.
Ridiculous. Alton McCaskill was fine here. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he walked into Dana's office and said,
I've been
out
hearing
here.
That 200 G's is what was out
200
there.
Large. 200 large.
But I'd heard a different school.
Yeah. Well, that 200 large was paid off by Colorado. 200 large.
Pay that man his money. Coming off ACL tear. Bold move, Cotton.
Ben wants to cook.
Let's cook, Ben. Let's cook.
Let's go, Ben.
Oh. I said let him cook!
All right, look. I guess I came in too fast. Look, here's what I was thinking. They got to stop letting these players play in these outside tournaments and stuff, like Chet Holmgren up in Oklahoma City and Altuve, you know, playing in the WBC. I mean, that to me, you got to stop because look at what it's costing teams by letting these guys play outside their the normal season, the regular season. I mean, Chet Holmgren was playing in a game that basically like in a park with his homeboys. I mean, and look what it cost them. I mean, they got to stop doing this. I think that's something that all the leagues need to put a crack on, crack down on, and make these guys quit doing it.
Okay. There you go. Thanks, Ben.
Let him cook.
Let him cook. Okay.
That was an awful cook.
You didn't like that cook?
I mean, that was like broccoli that was burnt.
Ooh. That's not only do you get burned broccoli, you get the smell of fart still with that.
Yeah. Ugh. I know. Broccoli smells like farts, yeah.
Or microwave some broccoli. See how that treats your life.
No. Do that at work today. See how it works out.
Microwave. Bring some broccoli, and cauliflower, fish. And microwave that bad boy up and see how
that works out.
See how many friends you have.
Jay, you ready to cook?
Let's cook, Jay.
Let him cook now.
Ooh.
All right, what I got, all this type of Will Levis, I'm predicting that Bryce Young is going to drop all the way down, probably 12, 11, something like that. Bryce Young would not go 1, 2, 3 off work because of his size.
Okay.
Whoa. I said let him
now
cook!
That is a cook.
That's a cook.
Now
because
that's cooking.
Bold.
Stop. Let that man cook. We should have let him finish.
He did.
I mean, it's say
he
exactly.
Said because he's little, he's going to drop all the way to 12.
Wow.
Wow.
If you're the Texans, how excited do you get?
Well, to get
your
him
guy
at 12?
At 12, to pass on him at 2 and then get him at 12.
Yeah.
You want to talk about cooking.
That's cooking with gas. Yep. Mike. Oh, is Mike? No, Mike doesn't want to cook. You want to talk about the NFL? He's going to cook? All right, let's let Mike cook.
I said let him cook!
Hey, guys. Thanks to Reddit, Will Levis goes number one, and I get to retire early.
Will Levis goes number one.
That's cooking.
And I get to retire early?
Let him cook!
Yeah.
Will, do you think...
Maybe is he saying he gets to retire early because he's got a bunch of money on Will Levis?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe he's saying
maybe
he wants...
Yeah. Maybe that's what he's cooking with. He's cooking with that Will Levis at number one bet. That's what he's cooking with. Although you're getting a lot less for it now. It's unbelievable how Will Levis has climbed up that board. I don't know why. Will Levis is not going to go in the first 6 picks.
I don't know.
If the Texans pass on quarterback, then Stroud goes 4.
Unless somebody trades to 3.
To get Levis?
To get Stroud.
To get Stroud, and then Levis goes 4? Nah.
Could.
I'm telling you, Levis falls.
I don't know. I don't know what Ballard's going to do. Like, he's done more work this year on quarterbacks than he ever has in his whole life, and he knows all their holes.
He better.
Well, he has
after
to.
After his Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Philip Rivers experiments.
Yeah.
He better get that right.
Yeah. What if these guys are just younger versions of that?
Chester wants to cook. Let's let him cook.
Let him cook.
Hey, this isn't draft day. This is futures cook. Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings next season.
Oh, how about Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings next season?
Let him cook now.
Well, what is he, Brett Favre?
Where have I heard
what
that
is he,
before?
Brett Favre?
That's his point. That's his point. Where have I heard that before?
Right.
But it went the other way, didn't it? Didn't it go Minnesota to the Jets? Or was it Jets to Minnesota?
No one knows.
Because he sucked it with the Jets.
Yeah,
I think he went Minnesota.
And then he's the one.
No, because Aaron Rodgers was. Yeah, I think so. Because Aaron Rodgers.
He might have gone Jets to Minnesota. And that was what got the Saints with the snake with the head cut off.
They did get the snake and the head cut off. Yeah. He went to. He went Jets to Minnesota. Jets 1 year with the Jets.
And then,
2 years with Minnesota. And that was the famous. He sent the pick to Jen Spurgeon? Spurger or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the famous pick. I don't want to see anymore. Let's get Javon in here. He wants to cook. Hey, Javon.
I said let him cook!
What's up, fellas? On Deion will win the Pac-12 within the next 2 years. Mike McCarthy is going to get fired, and Deion's going to become the first black coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And one other thing, if they try to do something to Deion about stealing Auden McCaskill, ESPN would cook the NCAA for coming after a black coach. Love the show.
Mm-hmm.
Let him cook.
Now that's cook. He went like multi-level.
He's
going to
be the first.
Deion went into Pac-12, which is, by the way, USC is, is USC in it this year?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How long is USC going to be in there, though?
This year. He's gonna.
He said within the next two years.
Yeah.
So boom. So he could win that. They're not beating USC this year, but they could win that in 2 years. Then he said Dallas, which maybe you could see it after 2 years.
Yeah.
That sounds feasible.
Yeah. Deion ain't afraid to jump from where he's at.
And ESPN cooking you if you go after Deion because he's a black coach. I think that this is bigger than black coach, non-black coach or whatever. This is an issue that is really hurting college football.
There's got to be. I mean, if they can prove it, they got. They, you know, there's got to be evidence. And if they can prove it, if they got phone records or whatever,
look.
And there was tampering going on. I don't care if he's black, white. I don't care.
See, this is why
Mulatataka, whatever his name is.
This is why
Asian, whatever.
Well, this is why you wait. What did you say, Mulatataka?
I don't know what his name is.
Kevin Asian?
No, Ken, Navy coach.
Oh, yeah. He's I don't want to say you don't call somebody Tongan if they're Samoan and Samoan if they're Tongan. So,
but Pacific Islander. I just said Asian.
He's a Pacific Islander.
Asian.
He's a Pacific Islander.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Now,
I wasn't offensive.
Here's
I said
the thing.
Asian.
Everyone, see, this is why you have to. I know it's.
The, Malacca, Taka,
so, though. All the feel good stuff was. These players need to be able to go somewhere. They need to, you know, if their coaches leave, they should be able to leave. Okay, in theory, that sounds good.
No, that's true.
In theory, that sounds good. These players should be paid for their likeness.
They
should be able to keep their YouTube channels and their jerseys and things like that. That all sounds good. The problem is you had to have enough foresight to realize this would completely be bastardized and turn into nothing more than free agency, which a lot of fans will say, good, I want this for the players anyway. I don't care. It's just that it's really inequitable now for the teams.
Hold
completely
on.
Inequitable.
Free agency is one thing. Poaching players is another. You can't in Major League Baseball go and get a guy off of that's getting paid by a team and just take him off that team and say, I like you. Come over here and we'll pay you more. No, you can't do that. This isn't free agency. It's not an issue of free agency. It's about poaching. It's about cheating. It's about taking players from other teams, which is exactly what they did. And they're not alone. Deion's not alone. It just affected us here in the city of Houston. We had Alton McCaskill here, okay, and he's taken away from us because of poaching. It's terrible. It's you know what? I don't care about other teams poaching other players. So what? That doesn't bother me. This right. bothers me. Okay.
Yeah, but.
And if you're a college,
but you also know Alton McCaskill has a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can go through like this is. I don't think you're going to be able to catch any of these. You're going to have to. You're right. There would have to be a full scale. You literally have to get a full scale investigation.
Right.
Is what you'd have to have. Is the NCAA willing to do that?
We'll see. Well, no. The NCAA is toothless. It's got no power whatsoever. I mean, Mark Emmert destroyed this org. It destroyed it. It was he's the worst commissioner in any sport ever. And yeah, and we're all feeling the effects of it, of their toothlessness, of how inept it was and how inept it is to this day. It's awful. There's no governing body for college football. It's terrible. We got to take a break. We'll cook some more on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.